And this is Tate Servance with your news for the hour, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. The Frankenmuth Police Department announced the hiring of three new officers. According to Frankenmuth Police Chief Don Maurer, the new officers are Mitchell Hobbenstricker, my apologies, Douglas Peters Jr., and Caleb Lee. A commencement program was held on January 21st at the Bavarian Inn restaurant, and Maurer administered the oath of office to the new officers at that time. And the police protection services of the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department will now be expanding. The Sanilac County Board of Commissioners approved separate contracts for the Sheriff's Department to provide law enforcement services to Fremont Township and to Marlette Township. During the meeting, commissioners approved spending $20,000 to sponsor a corrections deputy to attend the Oakland Community College's Police Academy program. And when the deputy completes the training program, the officer will then work for the Sheriff's Department. Approval was given to spend up to $60,000 to buy an inmate transport van as well. And a Michigan court has granted Don Gerald Dean's application to set aside a 2015 assault conviction, acknowledging its negative impact on his career advancement and his clean record over the past decade. Judge Gerald Prill, presiding over the case, noted that the 52-year-old service technician for Goodle, a Swiss company, was prevented from moving into supervisor roles and accessing military and government installations due to the conviction. And in order for him to travel to Canada for a supervisor position that they would like to offer him, it would require that the charge be dropped from his record. Dean, who previously worked for the Department of Defense in Iraq, testified that setting aside the conviction would enable him to return to helping soldiers. The court concluded that removing the conviction would allow him to be involved with military installations and assisting troops, which was deemed a very important consideration. The order to set aside the conviction has been executed at this time. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy has issued a renewed hazardous waste management facility operating licenses to Wayne Disposal Incorporated, WDI. Following a comprehensive regulatory review and public comment process, the license authorizes WDI to store hazardous waste in containers, expand the disposal capacity of the landfill, and continue disposing of hazardous waste, certain radiological materials, and polychlorinated biphenyls, PCB, at 49350 North Interstate 94 Service Drive, Belleville, Michigan, subject to updated and strengthened conditions designed to protect the surrounding community and the environment. And that was your news for this hour. We do have some weather here at the station. It is currently a fair 6 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are calm, so luckily there is no feels like right now. Just make sure to stay bundled up and warm tonight as you're traveling or heading back to home from work or wherever you may be doing. And you can always go to thumbnet.net for more weather updates, news, obituaries, and cancellations anytime, anywhere.